From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses in New Jersey and across the U.S. had you talking last week. 13 people were arrested at Princeton University for taking over an administration building. A tent encampment remains on campus. A pro-Palestinian encampment has been removed from Rutgers, New Brunswick, but a new one has gone up on the university's newer campus. After protests disrupted final exams in New Brunswick, Rutgers ordered the protesters to clear out or face arrest. Despite the new protest on the Newark campus, final exams have been continuing as scheduled. More than 2,000 arrests have been made on campuses nationwide, including at Columbia University in New York, where police in riot gear stormed the administration building being occupied by protesters, and at UCLA, where rival protests became violent. Meanwhile, the House has overwhelmingly passed legislation standing up to anti-Semitic hate on campus. The bill requires the Department of Education to adopt the definition of anti-Semitism used by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance when it comes to enforcement of anti-discrimination laws.
Anti-Semitism, anti-hate on college campuses, violence and harassment against Jewish students, or frankly against any student, is unacceptable.
That's New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer, who says the nation's universities are experiencing a tidal wave of anti-Semitism. It was a retired police officer who was killed in a house explosion just after 7 Thursday night. 62-year-old Kevin Gilbert was inside the house on a cul-de-sac on Continental Court when the blast occurred. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The explosion obliterated the house, sending debris flying throughout the neighborhood. New Jersey's First News is now on Facebook and Instagram. Every morning I tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video. Just like and subscribe to have it included in your news feed. Enable app alerts on our mobile app and it'll be sent right to your phone. Most New Jersey municipalities do not permit cannabis businesses within their borders. Many said no ahead of an August 2021 deadline. But some towns are now making an about-face.
Haddon Township in Camden County recently voted to get rid of its cannabis opt-out. In Monmouth County, Englishtown Mayor Daniel Francisco says they should have dispensaries opening up this summer as part of a downtown revitalization.
I think this is going to be a huge boon for the town when it all shakes out.
The New Jersey League of Municipalities says it doesn't ever expect to see a groundswell of towns opting into the cannabis market. When it settles, there will always be some minor movement of towns opting both in and out. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, meanwhile, is moving towards reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The Justice Department proposal would recognize medicinal uses of cannabis, but would not legalize it for recreational use. Women are being urged to start a key health screening a decade earlier than before.
Regular mammograms to screen for breast cancer should start at age 40 and be done every other year through a woman's mid-70s. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has officially updated its guidance after a draft recommendation announced last year. An increase in cases of breast cancer among women younger than 50 is what prompted the earlier screenings. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Some days, the stink coming off the landfill in Tinton Falls is worse than usual. Monmouth County is urging residents, if you smell something, say something. They've set up a hotline to report unusual funks coming off the garbage pile. The operator of the landfill is blaming wet weather for shifting the ground and making it easier for the foul gases to escape. The FBI is reporting an alarming rise in scams targeting older Americans. More than $3.4 billion lost last year. The scams are becoming more sophisticated and brazen. They now often involve a courier coming to a person's house to collect money from the scam. The FBI says more and more these scams are being carried out by organized criminal enterprises. 9 New Jersey residents have been charged in a massive grandparent scam that grabbed millions from elderly victims. It's the classic scam. A grandchild hurt in an accident, arrested, needs bail. The victims then told to send money electronically or a courier came to pick it up. Other suspects from New York and the Dominican Republic were named in a sweeping federal indictment. This one had a lot of you scratching your heads as a man and woman from North Jersey are accused of leaving their two young children in a vehicle and then attending a wine tasting.
According to the Warren County prosecutor, 43-year-old John O'Mahony and 37-year-old Radhika Vyas went to the Four Sisters Winery in White Township in late February. Authorities said staff at the winery called the police after they noticed that the man and woman had left two toddlers in their vehicle for 20 minutes while they enjoyed a wine tasting. The kids were later found unharmed, but O'Mahony and Vyas were both charged last week with child neglect. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Good Samaritans helped avert a tragedy in Berkeley Township last Tuesday morning when a toddler wearing only a diaper was found trying to cross busy Route 9. Police say the child had wandered away from a home about two blocks away. The grandmother was supposed to be watching. After people rescued the child, the grandmother showed up. Police say the matter has been referred to Child Protective Services. We told you about a rabid raccoon that was found in East Brunswick last week. Now a woman has come forward to say she was chased by that raccoon before it was captured and put down. On Facebook, she wrote she felt bad for the animal. It was the first rabid raccoon found in East Brunswick this year, the second in Middlesex County. Congratulations to a New Jersey company that produces a burger-making vending machine. They have landed a $1.5 million deal thanks to Shark Tank.
The three co-founders of Robo Burger went on the reality show recently and demonstrated a vending machine that creates customized burgers within minutes. The panel members were skeptical of its business model, but in the end, two investor judges put up $1.5 million for a 9% stake in the company. I'm Michael Kastner.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills in your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content available anytime on demand at nj1015.com. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at New Jersey 101.5. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News. We're live on air at 5:30. And stick around and talk Jersey at 6 with Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.